William and Kate were not, of course, the only people getting hitched today. The World's Alex Galifant met some of the other couples tying the knot today in downtown Manhattan.
First up, Lauren Goodman and her new husband, Nathan Tyler. Now, Lauren didn't watch this morning's royal nuptials.
I meant to, actually, but I didn't want to look too tired for my own. Vanity first.
We're very excited. We're also very excited for them, too.
I'm still looking for my invitation, though.
They could come here anytime.
Heading in for their ceremony, Candy Kugel and her husband-to-be, Chuck Honeywell. Another marriage for love, among other things.
My insurance, health insurance, runs out at the end of April. But 65 days ago, I was watching the Today Show and found out it was also their wedding day. So I've been reminded every day since how many days for the countdown.
And finally, there was Joel Brown and his new bride, Montserrat Margalef. Today, at least, they were going by another title.
We're the Bronx Royals. Montserrat has transformed from Newburgh to the Bronx. What's your new zip code, babe?
10475.
She's a Yankee fan, I'm a Mets fan, but we love each other.
Oh, and I forgot, they had their little dog Mickey with them too.
There's Mickey right there.
A little Yorkie.
And like most of the people I met, Montserrat Margalef did wake up early to see William and Kate get married.
And it was fun to watch. It was like a getting ready kind of movie, you know?
A warm-up for the main event, one that didn't need all the horses and parades and flypasts.
We wish the best to them, but there's nothing like New York.
Yes.
We have the entire city waiting for us, and we're going to travel it today, and for the next 20, 30 years.
Yes.
That's Joel Brown and Montserrat Margalef celebrating their wedding in New York City today. For The World, I'm Alex Galifant.